smoke that cigarette.
706 here on News Radio 1140 WRVA. You've heard of e-cigarettes. It seems like there's, you know, vaping stores on just about every other corner these days. And it's a relatively big business. There is a bill that would ban vaping in Virginia restaurants and some other public places. It's been sponsored by Senator John Miller. He's a Democrat from Newport News. We're joined by Jay Taylor, the Virginia Smoke-Free Association. They're an e-cigarette industry group. They oppose, obviously, this bill. So let's get into a little bit here, Jay. I guess what the senator is saying, or must be saying, is that he equates the vapor given off by e-cigarettes to secondhand smoke.
Correct, and that's what the basis of his assumption is that it is as harmful as tobacco smoke, where science is really telling us that that's not the truth at all. We have peer-reviewed studies by renowned toxicologists from Drexel University finding no risk to bystanders. We have Public Health England, who came out in August with a 114-page report, again stating that, you know, there's no secondhand contamination, no health risk to bystanders. You know, it's really all about tobacco harm reduction. And that's what vaping provides, is tobacco harm reduction.
Well, and the concern, there's also a concern that, you know, young people could begin using e-cigarettes and, you know, get hooked on the nicotine just like you could get hooked by smoking a cigarette. But that's not even what we're talking about here, though. We're talking about whether or not you can be impacted by secondhand vapor.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. The scientific studies that are out there, a lot of people aren't aware that they've actually been studying secondhand vapor. There's proof that shows that it's no more harmful than normal human breath. And there's multiple studies. Jimmy, I can send you over the links to them, and you can review them, but they've been peer-reviewed, you know, which is the scientific process. There is no science to back Senator Miller's proposal.
Yeah, I've looked at it, just so you know, Jay, I've looked at a multitude of stories about this. The only detrimental thing I can find about it is the nicotine factor, and again, that has no impact whatsoever on what we're talking about here. In fact, I heard a comparison, Jay Taylor, see if you agree with this, that the vapor given off by e-cigarette is pretty much the same as what you would get from a fog machine at a concert.
That, or a tea kettle sitting on your stove, exactly.
So at last I heard they're not trying to ban smoke machines, are they?
Not that I've heard of, or tea kettles.
Okay. What about the restaurants themselves? Has there been how are restaurants reacting to the whole vaping sensation at this point? Are they looking at it like cigarettes, or are they looking at it as a completely separate factor that they don't mind having going on in the restaurants?
It really depends. And Senator Miller's bill doesn't just affect restaurants. It would basically equate vaping to smoking. So we would not be able to vape anywhere that you cannot smoke. But with the restaurants in mind, and we're not saying that we should be able to vape anywhere you want to. It should be up to the establishment.
Yeah.
How it is now. And some establishments, like major chains, have corporate policies, you know, of no vaping, no smoking.
Yeah.
But a lot of mom and pop and local restaurants are okay with it, as long as you use vaping etiquette. And that's another thing that the Virginia Smoke Free Association really tries to promote, is vaping etiquette.
Right, because not all vapor smells that great.
Right. The majority of them do. Majority of them smell kind of sweet or a little fruity or whatever. But again, it's about vaping etiquette. You should ask before you vape in anywhere you go to eat, or anywhere, any buildings you're in. You should always ask, is it okay to vape here, or do you prefer us not to?
All right. And so far, I'm guessing, though, there may be some support for this in the Virginia Senate, but I doubt there's enough support in the House of Delegates, is there?
Right.
Yeah.
The way we see it. We also have our lobbyist, Steve Burrill, from Kaplan, Vogler, Cunningham, and Frank. He is going to be, he's trying to schedule a meeting with Senator Miller to help educate Senator Miller, because we understand where people can kind of get the idea, oh, it looks like smoke, it's got to be as harmful as smoke. And what we're trying to do is help educate people on, no, it's not, and here's the science behind why it's not.
Okay. Jay, good to talk to you. Thank you. Jay Taylor, Virginia Smoke-Free Association, joining us here on News Radio 1140 WRVA.